You're listening to SBS News.
A diplomatic campaign to improve relations in the Pacific has hit a setback. Several patrol boats gifted by Australia to neighbouring nations from 2018 onwards have defects, prompting defence officials to fly over and fix the issues. Defence Minister Richard Marles has told SBS News the blame rests with the former government.
We're very concerned about the former government sending broken boats to the Pacific. We will be doing everything we can to make sure that those vessels are repaired.
The Guardian-class patrol boats were sent to nations including Papua New Guinea, Samoa, Tonga and Solomon Islands. They're used for maritime security and to prevent from illegal fishing. Minister for the Pacific and Defence Industry Pat Conroy told SBS the government is working quickly to smooth over the issue.
They're latent defects, so they're design flaws that will eventually impact on all of the boats if we don't get it rectified. The new Labor government has committed to fixing it, including any short-term gaps in capability.
He says the former government was made aware of the problems last year, but delayed acting. 15 boats have so far been delivered to the Pacific, with more promised, including one to Samoa, which Foreign Minister Penny Wong pledged during her trip there last month. The company that builds the vessel, Austal, has taken responsibility for their repair. In a statement, Austal says it's working with the Defence Department and the supplier of the exhaust system, where one of the issue lies, to prevent it from occurring in future vessels. Minister Conroy says the company has been compliant.
Obviously, it's directly in Austal's interest to get this fixed so that it doesn't reflect on future tender evaluation. They've been very cooperative. There's been no arguments about whose fault it is. They've acknowledged that it's a problem created by their designs and that they will be fixing it.
Meanwhile, the government has also engaged with Torres Strait Islander leaders who are already experiencing climate change. Energy and Climate Minister Chris Bowen flew north to meet communities, including leader Ned David, who told him they're running out of time.
I think the fact that all the key stakeholder groups for the region were present, that were, you know, being present, you know, gave that emphasis and a clear indication to the government that this is something you seriously need some action.
Torres Strait Islander communities have long been voicing their concerns as they bear the brunt of the effects of rising sea levels. To help mitigate the effects of coastal inundation and erosion on the low-lying islands, infrastructure like seawalls are vital. The former government pledged $25 million in funding for construction in 2019, but leaders say progress has been slow. Chris Bowen has told SBS News the new government is consulting.
Well, yesterday was really about listening and we've taken their views back and we'll start working on those. And I think Ned's right. We've got a long way to go and we've got 10 years of catching up to do, 10 years of denial and delay and dysfunction to catch up on.
But those on the front line say quick fixes are not enough. 8 traditional owners lodged legal action in 2019 with the United Nations Human Rights Council against the federal government over its alleged failure to address climate change. The case is ongoing against the former federal government over their climate policies. Lawyer Sophie Marjanak, acting on behalf of the traditional owners, explains what climate change could mean for them.
If they are forced to leave their islands due to rising seas and other climate impacts, and they can't practice their traditional way of life, we say that is a fundamental violation of their right to culture as Indigenous people.
Ned David says his community isn't going anywhere.
We're not intending to, you know, leave our homes. This is our homeland, and you know, we've been here for thousands of years, and we're not about to say, you know, goodbye.
Prashani Danji, SBS News.